Good morning. It's Coast 93.1. You're on The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Sarah couldn't be the first call of the day, like Anita was.
No.
But she can be the second.
Yes.
I missed my bell. I went over to hit my bell and I missed it. Let me try that again. Take two.
Okay.
But she can be the second.
Okay.
There we go. Well, then you don't even let them hear the bell.
Sorry. I like to add a little spunk to it.
Well, geez. Don't over-spunk on my bell.
So boring.
People probably think that's a little sound effect. I actually have an old little bell. Yeah.
Yep.
Old bell.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Sarah's up and going to work. Where do you work, Sarah?
I work at L.L. Bean Manufacturing, so I am a receiver of Anita's awesome lunch every day.
Oh,
Come on!
How funny. So which is your favorite sandwich that they're making you?
The egg salad's pretty good.
Ooh, egg salad.
Oh, wow.
I haven't had that in a while.
Oh, you have to really commit. It must be really good egg salad if you're going to have a pre-made egg salad sandwich. You must trust it.
Yeah, it's good.
So what do you do over there? Are you stitching? Are you when you say you work in manufacturing, what do you do?
We usually manufacture the LL Bean booth. So I'm a leather cutter, so I cut the leather for the bean booth, but we're currently making face masks and face shields for healthcare workers.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. You must feel kind of like it's almost like you're like Rosie the Riveter.
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
Right? Like part of the national effort.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Yeah.
It makes me think of like when you see like old footage of World War II commercials and it was like, join the national effort, you know, and it was it feels very patriotic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's always the guy who sounds like this and you always wonder, does he talk to his wife like that?
Honey, I'm home.
I would love some bacon and eggs. All right, Sarah. Well, off to work and tell all the folks over there at Beans hello and thanks for what you do. Oh,
thanks,
thank
Sarah.
You. Have a good day.
You too.
Right?
Yes.
Before the war, Veronica Lake's one-eyed hairdo established a style that swept the feminine face of the country. Veronica's witch lock received the stamp of approval from young girls the country over. In a changing world, however, a change of hairstyle was indicated. Not bad on a dance floor, perhaps, but this Lake's eye view is entirely out of place in a war production plant.
Man, can you imagine
time
if
to
I
change the hair.
Lived in that era? Oh, I would have not survived.
Yeah, it wouldn't have gone well for you.
No, sir.
Good morning, Todd.
Hi, Todd.
Hey, gang.
Hey,
how are you?
Well, good. And there was another fun happy hour.
It was a good one.
Yep.
And we learned all about what Todd was into.
In his teen years.
Movie preferences. Oh, and I think, so I recorded part of it, because you can record on Zoom.
Wait. Oh, God.
I recorded part of it, and I started recording because Todd came out in a tiki tank top
wow.
for Kevin.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
The guns Wait. Were out. The guns you, were out.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Is nothing sacred?
It's just ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous.
You know, I just think some things are sacred.
No.
Well, some things...
Nothing
like,
is sacred.
Like,
I don't know if you've learned about anything about the show. Nothing is sacred.
It's like what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Right.
What happens in the Zoom chat stays in the Zoom chat.
No,
like,
what happens
can't
in
violate
the...
those,
no.
those rules and laws.
What right. happens in the Zoom chat provides content for the Friday show.
Exactly.
Right, but we don't need context with the content.
Ooh, wow.
You know
well, but I think there are a lot of people who may start joining our Thursday happy hours, powered by Town & Country Federal Credit Union, if they see what happens on them, like how Todd, who said to Kevin, maybe I'll go shirtless, and then busted out a tank top.
Wow. Wow. That
and
tank top.
I'm telling you, if you're missing the happy hours, you're missing a lot.
Yes, you are.
Such I as, mean, it's a very educational yeah. you know, and very informative
yes.
public service that we do.
Todd was flexing in a tiki tank top with his kitten.
With his kitty.
You can't make this up.
Guns and kitties. That was the theme of last night's Zoom.
What the Hello Kitty?
Man, Aries is a cutie.
Yeah, she's a cute little cat.
She loves her dad.
She's a cute little cat. Oh my God. And before, I wish this happened during it. Before it started, at some point, Todd, it was just Kelly and Todd and I and Rachel, Todd's wife, was there. And, And Todd looks off camera and goes, "Hey, baby girl." And I thought his daughter Lila was coming over. That's what you call Lila, isn't it?
It is.
No. And Rachel goes, "He's talking to the cat."
And his voice got all high, like, "Oh, look at how cute you are today."
Cutie pie.
Yeah. Todd is 100% becoming a cat man.
Yeah. Cat dad.
That'll be the next parody song. It's going to be na 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 cat dad.
Yeah, and he comes out with his tank top. He rips open his shirt.
That's right. "Don't worry, baby girl. I'll protect you." This tiki man is armed with guns.
Tiki man.
Oh, man.
Okay, so we're going to do our song game again. So we each pick a fun song to play.
Okay.
Okay.
No, I haven't even thought about it this time. It's going to be totally off the cuff.
Yes, you have.
No, I really haven't.
No, please,
remember the one
Blake.
We said that you should play yesterday?
The one that I said... Oh, that one, right. Okay,
you're welcome.
That's a good one.
That's because I love you. I just gave that to you. I'll take it off my list.
Wow, you're giving him a freebie. Huh?
Well, because I said it yesterday, and I have the memory of a goldfish.
Yes, you do.
I do. I forget everything.
Look a bird. But yeah, and then I was like, "I'm going to steal it." He's like, "Don't you steal it." I'm like, "Let me just tell you, it's going to be easy to steal it from you. Yeah, you'll totally forget in 10 minutes.
I will 100%.
Right?
You'll forget this even
and
happened.
You know what would have happened? Kelly would have nominated the song that I want to pick, and she would have gone, and I would have been like, "Oh, that was the one."
Yeah, totally.
So, okay. So I have my song. So the way it works, hold on, I got to, all right, I forgot. What am I doing? I have to set up the text so that we can vote.
Set up the text.
So here's the thing though. If we're going to do this, I mean, this has been fun to do, and the way it works is you text and then you vote for which song we should play, and then we actually go and play it like later on in the show, like towards the end of the hour. We do it each hour.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Let's see, which song should we play? But this needs a better name than the song game.
I know.
You know, so we need to come up with it. We need to brainstorm a name.
Why don't I put it on Facebook and have people give ideas too?
Okay. And then you can explain. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay.
Yep.
What else would it be? Like pick the tune or
like song versus song versus song.
The three song challenge or the BKT, which song shall it be?
Ooh.
No, it just needs a simple name. It's like pick that tune.
Name
that tune is a classic name, you know. But
song vote.
Yeah. Poll. I don't know.
I don't know either. Well, we're going to need someone.
Good brainstorming session, guys. Thanks. That's good.
Yeah, I came up with nothing.
Yeah, no.
So. It was like when you asked me yesterday what a primate was. I'm like, what?
That was the funniest part.
Name another primate other than an ape and a monkey. I'm like, what is a primate? Can you just dumb it down for me?
That was
like,
a fun game, though, right? To get to
I
know.
I love that game.
Yeah,
loved
we
it.
Should play that on the air.
Loved it.
See, this, I'm telling you missed the happy hours. You missed fun stuff.
Yep.
It was like a get to know you game, and you only have 30 seconds, and it's just whatever first comes to your mind. So it's very honest.
Very honest.
Okay, so I know what my song is.
Okay, I think I know what mine is. Ooh, you can pick between two.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Well, why don't you guys go then? Because I'm still
so defeated. All right. Kelly, what's your song?
All right. I'm going to go with Bruce Springsteen.
Oh,
a little old for us, but okay.
Oh,
no, it's not.
Every time.
Well, it depends on
old
the song.
For you, maybe.
Glory Days.
Babyface.
Oh, that's
I love
good.
Glory
okay.
Days. Oh, so good.
Glory Days.
Glory
Springsteen
Days.
Is STEEN, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And Chihuahua is CHIHUAHUA.
UA.
Kelly spelled it wrong yesterday.
Yes,
I did. Todd, your song pick for the song game that has no name. maybe that's so what we
maybe
call
that's
it.
What we call it. The song game that
the
has no name.
This might be a little, because you had said no country, but this is kind of, this spans into rock and roll, I think, too. I'm going to go Lynyrd Skynyrd, Freebird.
No, we can't play that. Todd.
No?
Todd, this station didn't even exist when that song came out.
Do you think it existed with Glory Days?
Yeah.
Yes.
We used to play Glory Days on Coast, so back when it was Magic.
Oh,
yeah,
Magic.
It was Magic 93.1 or 93 Magic. No, we can't play Skynyrd.
Okay, then how about... can you play Bob Marley?
No.
What? Wow. This game got ridiculous. The rules have changed.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not playing.
I'm going to have to start.
And I'm going home. This is crazy.
No, it has to be a song that we would play on Coast at some point in the last 15 years.
15 years.
What are you talking about?
Bob Marley?
You think Bruce Springsteen, you think Glory Days was on 15 years? That was like 25 years ago.
Yeah, but we'd play that song.
You didn't play Bob Marley ever?
Okay, Todd, you lost this round. Sorry.
All right. Dave Matthews Band, Ants Marching.
Oh, that's,
yes,
a, that's a good
that's
one.
A good
okay,
one.
Now
all
we're
right,
talking.
Daddy's
suck it.
Playing.
I gotta go.
He's gotta go. Wait, did you go? He really left.
Yeah, he told you to do something. I don't know. I can repeat it.